Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
There's a big gap. You know, they're ahead of us by a lot. And it's a talented team on and off the field. It's a talented team. But there's a big gap, and we got room to make up. There's no question about it.
That was Craig Counsell as we get ready for a three-game series with the Brewers. That's right. NL Central play finally beginning for the Cubs. We now go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, and that is where we find Vinny Rotino. Vinny, former major leaguer. He is also the Brewers analyst for FanDuel Sports Network. Vinny, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on. I feel like I've made it as a broadcaster now that I'm on 670 The Score. I'm not joking. I'm a big fan of the station, big fan of the content. I'll never forget, I hit a home run. I was with the Guardians, the Indians at the time, and I get on 670 The Score after the game, and I was hitting 083, and whatever program was on, they said, I can't believe our bullpen gave up a home run to a guy with a batting average of a bingo number, 083. So just hilarious stuff all the time. I appreciate you guys having me on.
That is hilarious because White Sox on The Score was a whole time. I think that's where most of our like comedic drops and references come from. And it's hilarious now 83 is also a significant number. So maybe you were the one who ended up bringing us the significance of that number, just how it manifested after that. So it's nice to know that it's all coming full circle here.
Full circle indeed, yeah. 13 years ago now.
Looking at this Brewers team, and we go back to what has happened the last few seasons where the Milwaukee has dominated, you know, even after the Cubs poached their manager, able to still hold on for a division title. What do you see different about this year's version of the Brewers as they look at the landscape in the National League Central?
Well, look, they're missing Willy Adames just in terms of leadership, and I think he brought an identity to the team. So obviously he was a free agent, signed with the San Francisco Giants, big deal that he signed with the Giants, $180 million. And so now without him, I think they're just missing that consistency with bringing to the every day to the clubhouse, to the field, that energy. They're just missing that right now, although they are still playing extremely well at times, right? So they're leading, or they're third in baseball. Yesterday they were leading baseball in terms of run differential since April 1st. The first four games of the season, the Brewers were awful. They got blown out by the Yankees for three games, and then they lost to the Royals the first game of the series at home, their home opener. But then since then, they have been playing pretty well, although there have been spots where they haven't been playing well. Kind of playing sloppy, like I said, just not consistently bringing that energy, playing some sloppy defense at times, and base running at times. Although, again, they overall, their run differential was great. Right now, they just trail the Cubs. They're at 3. The Cubs are at 2 just in terms of run differential since April 1. So, on the whole, they're playing well. Just the record is 500. They lose. They get blown out to the White Sox yesterday, who are, you know, an 8-win team. Quite frankly, they should have swept the White Sox. They also lost to the Rockies earlier this season, who have 4 wins on the season. So just at times sloppy, not playing well. But I think they'll get it together. They have a lot of depth, and they're young, they're talented, just like the Cubs. So we'll see what happens.
You know, Vinny, you bring up that game against the White Sox yesterday, which went soundly in the Sox favor when you consider an 8-0 win. Sox, when they have one, it's been something along those lines. But I also think it had me thinking about how Pat Murphy, previously Craig Counsell, managed the team when it comes to knowing perhaps when to take one on the chin, manage your bullpen a little bit differently, even now in April and May, going into what we always think about with them, which is who's fresh and who's not at the right times in September and then ideally October.
Yeah, he learned that from Counts, right? I mean, Counts was at the helm with Pat Murphy as his bench coach for 7 years, and Counts was the winningest Brewers manager of all time with 707 wins in his career. So, yeah, he certainly learned that from Counts. You guys have certainly come to know that from Craig Counsell, although you guys are playing exceptionally well right now. But your bullpen is faltering, right? So, but yeah, Murph definitely does that. He will go ahead and use some of the lower leverage arms in situations where they're going to lose and just kind of, you know, play not necessarily to win tonight when you're in those losing situations. But that is Murphy's motto, win tonight. And if you have to empty the tank, empty the holster in terms of your leverage arms, and the Brewers certainly have quite a few of them in the bullpen. If the Brewers are winning and if they take the lead early, watch out, because, you know, it's hard to come back on this team considering some of the arms that they have. And they're always developing new arms. Who's going to be the next leverage guy? Abner Uribe, Nick Mears has been pitching exceptionally well. Trevor McGill stepped in as the closer for Devin Williams now that he has gone and went to the Yankees, traded to the Yankees. So they always are having guys in the holster to come out and pitch well in winning situations.
Vinny, from an organizational standpoint, what do you feel like is the secret to maintaining bullpen success? It's been kind of amazing watching what the Brewers have been able to do year after year, regardless of who they lose, who they trade away, and get the next crop of guys, I guess, back. What's the secret? We want to know the secret because they have not been able to find out what that is here in Chicago.
Even with a guy like McGill.
Doubt.
Yeah, he's right. A good example.
You guys had McGill. The Minnesota Twins had McGill. The San Diego Padres had McGill. After I got done playing, I was a scout for the Texas Rangers. I saw Trevor McGill. I saw the talent. He was with the Padres organization in AAA. I said, acquire this guy. He's throwing 100, and he's got a disgusting curveball. But he couldn't put it together. And so who's been able to put it together for the Milwaukee Brewers and help guys put it together? It's Chris Hook. He's considered as like the pitching guru, the CEO of the pitching department. And it trickles down from him to Jim Henderson, who is the assistant pitching coach. And then even guys like Carlos Villanueva. You guys remember him. He was part of the Cubs roster, wasn't he, I believe?
Yeah.
Back in, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And he is a guy that's also helped out in terms of the pitching development for these guys. And they just do a great job of tweaking certain things, using the data, the analytics, the pitching lab, yes, but it's also old school coaching. How can I get this guy a little bit more clean through release, through the delivery, keep his head on line? It's literally old school stuff. But it's also using the data and the analytics to also maximize what they do well. So it is Chris Hook, but it's also the other guys underneath him as well that have that secret sauce. And now Chris Hook's locked up. I'm surprised that he isn't a Cub as well, like considering that how valuable he was to the Brewers, and Craig Counsell knows how valuable he was, but the Brewers did a good job of locking him up. He was a free agent this offseason.
We're talking to Vinny Rotino, former major leaguer. If his name sounds familiar, as a White Sox follower, or perhaps somebody who also knew him as a rival guardian, he is on with us right now on Raheem and Harris on the Score. And that's the other thing is, can we expect the same amount of boos as what happened last year when Craig Counsell's name is brought up at American Family Field today?
Yes, you guys can. And you know what? I think it's good entertainment value. Look, Craig Counsell meant a lot to the Brewers franchise from 2015 until basically last year. And he did what we all would have done, right? 8 years, $40 million. We all would have done the same exact thing. But I just think to be a Wisconsin person from Wisconsin, a cheeser, a cheesehead, and to go to the rival Cubs and you took the money, and again, we all would have done it, you're just going to hear it. You're going to hear boos for the rest of his career, quite frankly. And it's just part of it, and it's in good fun, I think, for most of us. It's just like, hey, you were one of us, and now you're kind of not, although he still lives in Whitefish Bay, and he's still part of the community, and everyone loves Craig Council still, I think, just in terms of the people in the community there. But around the ball club, he is not loved anymore. But, you know, that's just part of it, and it's okay because that's what the sports community feels around this team and around just all our sports, right? You know, the Packers and the Bucks as well and the Badgers. And we always feel a little bit like little brother to the city to the south, and that's okay too because it's part of the charm. I love trolling Cubs fans personally in a good-natured way because you guys are more, you know, it's just a little bit more fun than, let's say, the Cardinals. Everyone hates the Cardinals fans. I think our rivalry between the Cubs and the Brewers and the Bears and the Packers, I think it's good-natured and it's fun, although it does get heated at times, including those boos that Craig Council is going
to
hear tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
No, I think it's fair, but then I also think about how Milwaukee, the standard may have been set with Craig Council, but Pat Murphy has very much continued it. Like when you look at, for example, the story that wraps up the loss to the White Sox, 500 is not good enough. 16-16 after the first month of the season is something that he says isn't the standard. When you consider that level of play and what that means to your team, how do you put that into words, especially facing a Cubs team that's as good as it has been in years coming into one of these matchups?
Yeah, no doubt. It's Pat Murphy's style is perfect, right? He keeps it light. He continually kind of keeps it light just in terms of how he talks to his own players. He even tells Sal Frelick that he's got to get his resume ready and his applications ready for graduate school because he's not going to make it in the major league. I mean, that's the kind of way that he kind of keeps it light with his own players. He trolls his own players at times, but he does keep it light, but then he also holds them accountable, right? So he's saying, hey, 15-15 and isn't good enough. Losing to the White Sox and to the Rockies is not good enough. We have to play better. That's holding the guys accountable. Sal Frelick missed the cutoff man in game two against the St. Louis Cardinals. He benched them. Caleb Durbin got picked off in a 5-0 game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Same game. He benched him. He took both players out of the game. And again, it's making sure that these guys are staying focused and holding them to a higher standard, although they are continually joking around, having fun. But it's not in those losing situations. It's not in those situations where you need to be better, where you need to play better. And Pat Murphy has proven that he's a master at that. Craig Council, quite frankly, has been a master at that as well, and he's showing the same thing down there in the south side, or not on the south side, south of Wisconsin, on the north side of
Chicago. He's avoiding the south side unless he's got three games to play.
South of the border, as you guys
like. Vinny, That's what I meant.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, just because you just talk so passionately about the Milwaukee sports community and the standard that Pat Murphy has set. I know another guy up that way who has a standard as well. He plays basketball, Giannis Antetokounmpo, And there's talk that this might be it for him. What is the buzz that you're hearing about his tenure in Milwaukee and whether or not it could be coming to an end this offseason?
I'm no expert at the Milwaukee Bucks in the talk around the team and in all the happenings with around the team. But, yeah, it would be a big loss. I mean, you can't win in the NBA without a superstar, right? And clearly Giannis is one of the top superstars in basketball and in the NBA. So they would go through a long rebuild, I think, if they lost him. You are hearing rumblings of that. But that remains to be seen. He's clearly a passionate player and one that almost got in a fight with the opposing player's dad, who is from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Halliburton. So it would be interesting to see. Would he come to Chicago? Would he? I don't know.
They ain't got the trade.
They don't have
assets
the capital.
For that.
Yeah, they don't have the draft capital. I think.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you. We want to play a fun game here because you mentioned your history as a major leaguer. You also had some incredibly relevant minor league stops for our show, whether it was the Charlotte Knights, whether it was maybe the Nashville Sounds, where our supervisor Ryan Porth used to live and work with a really good Nashville Sounds team, I believe, too. And then also Huntsville, right?
Yeah, I'm a Huntsville native, so Huntsville Stars.
Wow.
Anytime. I know you had two tours of duty in Huntsville. We're just curious, what were your thoughts on some of these places that you played?
Well, Charlotte was the best place I played just in terms of how nice that city was and how nice the ballpark was. And it took me until my final year of playing, because you remember the Huntsville Stars old stadium.
That was Joe Davis Stadium. It's not great.
It needed to be imploded when I was playing back in 2005. And then I made another stop back there in 2009. Definitely needed to be imploded. You couldn't even see breaking balls because the lights were so dark. But it took me until my last year playing where I stopped in Charlotte. That was a great place to play. It's still the White Sox AAA affiliate. Great stop. Nashville was awesome, even though that stadium also needed to be imploded. Fortunately, it did a couple years later. Greer Stadium with the guitar in left center. I hit the guitar a couple of times. You actually got a guitar if you hit the guitar. That was really cool.
Wait, really?
So you got a guitar?
I got a real guitar. It was a Copley brand guitar. I had everyone sign it. Guys like Nelson Cruz were on my team, so I got a signature of Nelson Cruz on that guitar. It was a really cool place to play just because of just a great city, quite frankly. I wonder if they're ever going to get a major league affiliate. But those were my stops, and it was a lot of fun. I played for 14 years professionally. Now I'm the Brewers broadcaster, but I got to give a shout-out to my guys at Prep Baseball Illinois. I know they're listening. Drew LoCascio, Steve Nielsen, Stevie Ballgame, and Peter Hammett running things down in Illinois for Prep Baseball, shining that bright light on players. High school, a lot of good high school players in Illinois right now. A lot of talents coming out of that state. So that's been a lot of fun as well.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely cool. Love talking about like guys coming up, you know, in baseball when you're talking about high school talent or just young talent, but also just some of the stops you've been on. It's a lot of fun. Like even for example, Ryan mentioned that Nashville Sounds team. So he's thinking it was the Prince Fielder, Corey Hart, Ryan Braun, Richie Weeks era of Nashville Sounds.
I miss Prince. I miss Prince playing with him. But although I played with him in the big leagues, I missed Corey Hart. I played with him briefly. J.J. Hardy was in that group. Ricky Weeks. I missed those guys in the minor leagues. They were 1 year ahead of me, but I did stop with them in the big leagues. But Prince was the best player I've ever played with. He was a Hall of Fame talent. He would be in the Hall of Fame if he didn't hurt his neck. And he played harder than I've ever seen anybody play. So he wanted to rip your face off. He wanted to win so bad, and he would run out ground balls to the pitcher like they were his best 90 time from home to first. I mean, he was the best player, most competitive player I've ever played with.
This has been a lot of fun. Vinny Rotino, thanks so much for joining us. We got to get you to tell some more stories about baseball. This was great.
Thanks so much, Vinny.
Anytime.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.